Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 122 for Monday, February 10th, 2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking, a discriminating pizza billboard.
Crazy news, we're going to talk about a shrimp fight, an emotional support beer.
I have one of those right now.
A tomato assault.
An emotional support beer.
Tinder for dispatchers. A panty thief. And a sexy leprechaun.
Aren't all leprechauns sexy, though? All right, we're back at it again.
We are. We missed a week.
Took a hiatus last week. Shit happens. But, you know, back at, and then next week
we're doing
maybe not so much. Not so much. Well, we're recording on a Thursday night. I took tomorrow off so I can get some packing and stuff done and then leaving for Florida on Saturday morning for my work trip. And
yeah.
I'll be gone for most of the week next week, but I'm okay with it. It's going to be in the 80s and sunny, and I'm looking forward to it. So
it's going to be nicer in Florida than it will be in Michigan, is what you're saying.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's going to be. It snowed last night, a couple inches, and then it's just been randomly snowing today. Roads were a fucking mess all day.
Yeah.
My drive in today, they were pretty messy. My drive
it's
home,
that time
they
of
were
year,
messy.
Rob.
I just can't win. It is. And you think after 38 years in living in this, I would get used to it. It just doesn't happen, though. But, whatever.
Now, are you one of those people that like it? I mean, huh? I know we've talked about a little bit about, if you had a choice to live somewhere else, you probably wouldn't live there by choice outside of family. But are you one of those people that likes the cold, likes the snow? Like you've lived there and you're used to it by now, but
hate it.
Do you actually? Okay. All right. I'm just curious.
Nope. No, don't enjoy it. The only thing that's kept me in, that's really kept me in Michigan is, like you said, family. That's about where I draw the line. That's why I'm still here.
Well, we've been having pretty shitty weather too. I mean, it hasn't been bad. It was warm earlier in the week. Now it's just raining. We haven't, thankfully, because I hate snow too. We haven't had much. Oh, we haven't had any really. We've had a light dusting once or twice, but that's it. So I would not complain once if we got all the way through to spring and hadn't had any snow. I would be just fine with that.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, we got it pretty good in, 5 or 6 inches back in November, maybe 8 or 9 inches a couple weeks ago. And then, I think there's probably 3 or 4 inches. Yeah. No, not even. Maybe 3 inches. It's not a ton of snow on the ground right now. It's just been annoyingly just kind of snowing on and off. So it's hard to get the roads under control because they cleared off and then just enough snow falls. Just to fuck things up again. Yeah. But
now, do you have a snowblower or do you use a shovel?
No, I have a snowblower.
Okay, good.
Yeah, if you stick to just a shovel, you'll die.
I know.
I mean, I don't know how people did it.
No.
But this time I'm taking the approach. I'm taking the I don't give a fuck approach, and I'm just gonna let it melt on its own. I think it's supposed to pop up above freezing tomorrow, so it'll be fine.
Yeah, if it snows and I have to shovel it, I will for sure die. In years past, I've been able to do it and get close to dying, but I think this year I'm so out of shape that it would actually put me over the edge because stairs are a little bit of a concern right now, and I think if I had to go out there and do shovel too, that would probably be the end of me. So,
you know what's a concern of me is, or of mine, I have this beer here that I poured, and I'm not drinking it.
Is it getting warm?
Hey, bartender!
Slowly.
Beer!
It's all right, though. It's pretty cold, so it's all right if it warms up a couple degrees. I have two beers open because I poured the wrong fucking beer, then had to, drink some of it and then, rinse the glass out. And now I'm drinking the beer that I was supposed to have been drinking whole time.
What is it?
Yeah, so this week, you had, let me find it. Let's see here.
I don't know if I put last week's in there yet.
Oh man,
we didn't have a show last week. That's probably why. That's why I don't remember.
It might be. It would be hard to do that. So a couple weeks ago, you had episode 109, Grandma's Bucket List.
Yeah,
you had a nitro chocolate milkshake imperial milk stout from Southern Tier, and I have a different take. It's part of the same, the Blackwater series, as they call it, at Southern Tier. Different flavor. This is the nitro creme brulee imperial milk stout from Southern Tier. And let's see here. Let me find the fucking website. Here it is. Okay. I had so many windows open, I lost it. The Creme Brulee Nitro Stout, dessert beer brewed with vanilla beans. The Blackwater series has unleashed the popular flavor Creme Brulee and Nitro for the next level drinking experience. Nitro Creme Brulee offers cascading, creamy richness with notes of vanilla and custard, with a smooth, milky finish that is uncannily true to the namesake dessert. Each Southern Tier Nitro can use oh wait, no. Eighth Southern Nitro can uses integrated technology to release the nitrogen when open. The nitro instantly activates a smooth mouthfeel and thicker, creamier head for a decadent experience. And as we found out the last time, because of the mechanism at the bottom, 12-ounce cans contain 9.6 ounces of liquid due to the integrated nitro technology in each can. Pairs well with vanilla custard and bananas Foster as a float, with vanilla bean ice cream, which would actually probably taste really good. I've never had a beer float. But I might have to try it. And it's 10% alcohol by volume, medium body. It's available November and December. It's 50 IBUs, so it's a moderate bitterness. And flavor, caramelized sugar, vanilla, custard, sweet, balanced, rich, and milky. Aroma, vanilla, custard, and brown sugar. So, it's just like a stout, nice and dark. Nice, thick, creamy head on the top from the nitro, and you definitely the aroma, it emits a very strong aroma for a beer. Strong, a little bit of custard, I guess I can smell in there, but vanilla and brown sugar all the way. There's definitely brown sugar in vanilla, so I'm going to taste it. I'm cheating a little bit because I did have one of these the other day because I just couldn't wait, but nonetheless. That's a really, really good beer. Super, super sweet, super, super flavorful. You can definitely taste the essence of creme brulee in there. As far as the sugar, the caramelized sugar specifically, you get that little bit of the roastiness that you would get from a caramelized sugar, vanilla, custard. You kind of get a custard, and actually the mouthfeel of the beer, being that it's a nitro and it's a milk stout, kind of makes you think about custard. Very, very rich. This is not a beer that I drink a bunch. Like, I think if I drink more than one, I might end up with diabetes. So, but again, very delicious beer, very flavorful, definitely a dessert beer. This isn't something to take out, on the boat, on the lake, or anything like that.
Yeah.
But again, really good beer from Southern Tier. And we've had them. I mentioned you the other day, or the other episode, 109, Grandma's Bucket List. But we've had Southern Tier a bunch on the show. I got to go through it because that's what we fucking do. Let's see here. I gotta find the first entry, though. Episode 24, Rob Likes Sausage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You had chased another beer with the Southern Tier New School IPA. So it wasn't your first beer, but it was your second beer. And episode 36, Cakey or Fudgy, you had a Pump King from Southern Tier. Episode 46, Christmas is Fuck, you had an Imperial Chocolat Stout. Episode 49, Beer Pyramids, I had a Cinnamon Roll Imperial Ale, which was delicious. Episode 59, Kelly Makes Burnt Brownies, you had a Thick Mint Stout from Southern Tier. Episode 76, Bell Twinkle Troll, you had a Cherry Cordial Imperial Stout. Episode 78, man, this has got to be up there with Founders. Episode 78, Toddler Machine, a Warlock Imperial Stout. Episode 79, Criminal Stimulation, I had a Cold Press Coffee Pumpkin. Episode 109, like I said, Grandma's Bucket List, we had you had that Nitro Chocolate Milkshake Imperial Stout. So we've had it just once or twice on the show.
Well, that sounds good. I've had the creme brulee before, and I pretty much anything from Southern Tier I like. The flavors are unique, but they're not overly, I guess you said that one was sweet. And I don't get the feeling that they make them too strong, like you really just can't drink it. I think as far as unique flavor, Southern Tier does the best job of any that I've ever had.
Yeah, they're really good. And I would say this, I mean, it's 10% alcohol by volume. I'm not sure if I'd mentioned that in the, or not. So you're telling me it did so good, but, you know, you really don't taste any alcohol in it though. I mean, there's just that much flavor just, being given off, by the beer itself that you're really not tasting the alcohol in. I mean, that's just how strong the flavors are in this beer. So again, it's a really good one. If you're looking for something unique, flavorful, sweet, something for after dinner, it's a great beer.
Yeah, that sounds good. And what I'm having this week is something from a brewery that I had a long time ago, and I've had a few more since then, either on the show or on its own. And we actually got a chance to visit the brewery not too long ago, which was kind of fun because I've had a lot of the beer from them that I've enjoyed, and it was nice to kind of stop in there. And what I'm having this week is the Three Notched Brewing Company, and it's their 40 Mile to the Border Agave IPA. So we've had I don't remember which one it was. We had something that had agave in it. Was the, let's see here, I'll do a search. The Mas Agave from Founders you had on episode 105.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Prehistoric STDs. But this is more of an IPA. So it's got, you know, the typical IPA flavor to it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, then I'll drink it and let you know what I think. Well, the website doesn't have a whole lot of information. It's kind of a limited release, but I found some information on Tap Hunter. And it says, a collaboration like no other, this beer combines the hop and barley profile of our 40 Mile IPA and El Guapo Agave IPA from O'Connor Brewing Company. So they did kind of a collaboration with them to create this. The El Dorado hops from 40 Mile provide a tropical profile that is layered with citrus and grapefruit from El Guapo's blend of West Coast hops. The malt backbone is a unique caramel blend with an abundance of agave. Two flagship beers blended into one awesome IPA. So I've drank a little bit of it, and I can nice. Get a bit of that agave in there. I'm going to taste it and see if I can get any of the citrus. I smell the citrus for sure.
It's half the battle.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's got a nice blend of the citrus in there. I don't get a whole lot of the grapefruit, so if you're averse to that type of strong flavor, you still get the IPA, so it's got that punch to it, but it's not really heavy there. The citrus is there, which has a nice balance with the agave flavor. It doesn't quite have the margarita taste that the Mas Agave did, but again, the citrus combined in there give it kind of a unique taste to it. I rated it 3 3/4. It might be a 4. It's one of those that could kind of go either way, depending on how you feel. But the other times we've had Three Notched, or I've had Three Notched on the show, goes all the way back to TTB 004, Inconvenient Pooping. So our very first episode that we had beer, I had the Ghost of the 43rd American Pale Ale from Three Notched. On episode 24, Rob Likes Sausage, I had the Three Notched 40 Mile IPA, which is very similar to this one. This is the 40 Mile to the Border. And then on Horse Effer James, which is episode 101, I had the Jack's Java. Yep, Horsefucker James, the Espresso Stout, Jack's Java Espresso Stout from Three Notched. 106, I had the Minuteman IPA, which is a lot like drinking a Minute Maid. There's a lot of orange to it. And 113, Truck Stop Petting Zoo, I had the Hansel and Kettle Imperial Oktoberfest. And that's it. So a lot from Three Notched. Again, they've become kind of one of my favorites down here. And I highly recommend it if you can get it in your local pub or your local place that you buy your beer.
And notice that Robert's the only one that's had it, and that's because they don't distribute to Michigan. So maybe they distribute to Florida.
They should. They should. I think Florida could use a lot of good things going their way. Then Three Notched would certainly be it. So this brewery is located in the Charlottesville area, so kind of western and a little bit south here, but anyhow, it's good. 7% alcohol by volume, 75 IBUs. Good stuff.
Good stuff. We both picked good ones.
We did. And one thing that did you eat yet? You mentioned earlier that you were hungry, and I don't know whether you were just hungry because, or you want something to eat or what.
No, given the fact that I'm going to be out of the office for over a week, my last day in the office before I venture out is always a real fucking bitch. And so, so today it was just one of those, like, I had lunch at 10:45 because I'm like, all right, if I don't eat lunch now, literally now, I won't eat until 3:30. And then 3:30, I'm glad I did that because 3:30 rolled around and there's no way in hell I would have been able to eat lunch. So, like, I had a super, super early lunch today, and now we're recording this, and it's just been a long time since I've had food. Kelly made me a sandwich when I was giving the kids a bath, but, you know.
That's pretty much it.
I'm pretty damn hungry, so.
Yeah. Well, that's good because the next story we're gonna talk a little bit about pizza.
And yeah, this is making me salivate.
The picture looks really good. One of the joys of living in the world that we do today is you can order a pizza pretty much anytime you want. You call the number and you have it delivered to your house, or maybe you have to go somewhere close to pick it up if it's a little bit better joint. Sometimes we have a couple of those where they don't deliver, but you can go pick it up and it's easy. So you don't have to make it yourself. You don't have to toss any dough. But sometimes finding these places to order your pizza is a little bit tricky. So around here, we don't have a whole lot of billboards. You do if you go south of us. But this looks like it comes from Chicago, and I thought it was kind of funny. But it's a billboard.
It actually comes from Ohio.
Ohio,
it's east of Chicago.
East of Chicago pizza. It threw me off a little bit, but
it threw me off too.
Okay, well, good. It's basically the whole thing's throwing me off because if I feel like I'm being verbally abused here, but the catchy phrase, and that's the thing, you've got people driving down the road, they're going 60, 75 miles an hour in Ohio, probably going slow because of all the police, but you need to grab somebody's attention and get your point across. Well, you're flying down the road at 65, 70 miles an hour, and you're getting kind of hungry, you're ready to stop, and you look over and you see this billboard. And the billboard says, and it caused quite a controversy in the area, but fat people are harder to kidnap. East of Chicago pizza, 330-753-3500. So the point was, you don't want to be kidnapped, so you might as well get fat. And by doing so, you can eat this East of Chicago pizza and enjoy it.
I feel like these are finally people who get me.
Yeah, well, you need a sense of humor. You need, again, like I said, you need something that's going to grab your attention.
Finally, somebody who is actually looking at my fatness in a positive light, you know?
There's somebody who can't shovel his own driveway. How about you get a pizza?
Yeah, this guy definitely has a fucking snowblower.
Yeah, controversial Barberton pizza shop billboard taken down after backlash. Local pizza place is feeling the heat over one of their billboards. Some say the owner went too far, and I don't agree. I mean, come on, it's meant to be funny. People don't get the joke, and if you don't get the joke, it's probably because you fit the mold of what they're talking about. And I do, and I'm not offended by it.
No, this guy, actually the owner, said he started about 6 months ago putting comical billboards up. And, you know, again, it doesn't matter what you do. If it's out there, people are going to get offended and they're going to bitch about it. That's exactly what happened here. I'm sorry, but if you're fat, don't get offended because somebody put that billboard up there. Like, you should, it should probably make you think about your choices that if you're really offended by that billboard. But,
but I also think that too, it's going more into the kidnapping part versus the fatness. So maybe some people took it more that way. I don't know.
I mean, he's had some other things up there too, like legalized marinara.
That's good.
Our pizza is as deep as potholes.
That's the only one.
And free box with every pizza.
Do you like the thinner crust or you like the thicker? I know you're closer to Chicago than I am, but you like a more bready pizza that's got a thicker crust to it, or you're more of a flatbed.
Not necessarily
crunchy.
Like I kind of like the hand toss type, not super super thin. Mm-hmm. So I don't like thin crust per se,
right?
But something just with a little bit of thickness. But like deep dish and stuff, a lot of times that stuff is too thick for me. If you're gonna go thick, you're gonna go super thick go Chicago.
Yeah. No.
Once you go thick, you never go back, right?
Yeah. Now I like, and then looking at the billboard, it's got that picture of the taco one in the back. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So they cooked it, and then they put lettuce, and like they put all the cold stuff on top, kind of like you would with a taco. And I'm practically drooling here. I need a bucket. Looks really fucking
good. That pepperoni pizza looks pretty fucking good too.
It does, but that one in the back, you got. I feel like I'm
afraid of getting kidnapped. So if I eat that, it doesn't help.
Probably
there's less of a chance then.
That's right. People won't kidnap you if you eat that because you'd be farting everywhere with all the mushrooms and.
That's true. Even if they got me in the panel van, they'd probably kick me out after a mile or two. I feel like so.
Yeah, free box with every pizza. I feel like that's somebody that gets the two bobs. We should probably call him one day and ask him about it.
We should. The phone number's right there.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day I'll be able to get on the episode and talk about Gillian.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Good old Gillian Graham, collector of vintage pirates.
Yeah. Well, shit. That's good. If anybody lives out there and has seen the billboard, let us know. If you've seen any other questionable billboards, we'd also like to hear about it. But since we did miss last week, we got a lot of crazy news, and I think we'd probably do better to get on into it.
Let's do it. Crazy fucking news.
And we'll have you know, there will be a few episodes that involve food in this crazy news. So how many we got? We got six. So you want to...
A few stories.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. You want me to take first one?
Sure.
All right. Well, the first one is going to take us to Pittsburgh, where a fight over shrimp landed two women in jail. And I was looking at the picture. I thought it was a man and a woman, but it's not.
Only
two women?
No, I thought so, too. As soon as you said two women, I was very, very taken aback.
Am I looking at the right story? Two women were hurt. While fighting over a bag of shrimp inside a Pittsburgh home, they were charged with aggravated assault after the fracas. Or fracas. Some people fracas. Say fracas. Nandine Bell, 46, of Pittsburgh. So she's my age. Could be my wife. Told police she was buying a bag of shrimp from Pamela Freshley, 55, of Swissvale at about 12:34 p.m. at a home on Cedar Avenue. So she didn't go to the store to buy the shrimp. She went to the neighbor. Now, maybe the neighbor put it on Facebook and said, hey, bag of shrimp, come over and buy it.
She sells shrimp on Etsy.
Yep. Women started arguing. Freshley took the bag of shrimp back and walked away. Bell tried to get the shrimp back and Freshley pulled out a pair of scissors, according to the complaint. Bell grabbed a stick and started hitting her. Bell told police, according to the complaint.
Cut her hair.
Yep. At some point, Freshley cut Bell in the face with the scissors. Freshley also spit on Bell and yelled about wanting to stab her in the eye. Bell told police. Freshley told police Bell came after her with a stick after the shrimp sale and Freshley cut Bell in the face to get her to stop using the stick. She said
self-defense.
She was defending herself, Rob, just like you said. You should be a lawyer when she stabbed
her. She's the victim.
A friend of Bell's witnessed the fight and talked to police. She was treated at Allegheny General Hospital for a cut to her face, and Freshley was taken to UPMC Mercy Hospital to have her arm evaluated. According to the complaints, both women were charged with aggravated assault, a felony, and taken to Allegheny County Jail. Bail was set at $20,000. And Bell's was only set at $5,000. So Freshley, whatever she did. So she spit and she used the scissors. So $20,000, $5,000 for using a stick.
Yeah.
Both remained in jail awaiting January 30th preliminary hearing. Neither woman had an attorney listed on the court documents. And nothing was ever mentioned about what happened with the shrimp that caused the whole thing in the first place.
Yeah. What did happen with the shrimp? Hopefully it went to somebody.
Yeah, just try to sell it on Craigslist, I guess.
You don't fuck with people's shrimp. I mean, that shows you. Case in point.
Yeah, probably thawed out laying in the street.
I'll cut your fucking face if you try to fuck with my shrimp.
And I'll protect myself with this stick I found in front of your mobile home. Holy shit.
All right, so we've talked on this show about emotional support dogs, peacocks. What else? We've had other animals.
Squirrel
support. Oh yeah, the emotional support squirrel, among other things. And this is a new take. And quite honestly, I think that this particular thing supports me emotionally.
Yeah.
And this is takes us to Brooklyn, where a man registered beer. He registers beer, Robert.
What?
As an emotional support animal.
Oh, good.
It's brews you can use. Brooklyn resident Floyd Hayes, 47, registered a pint of beer as an emotional support animal with the USA Service Dog registration in December. Brooklyn paper reports that Hayes aimed to use the certification to carry his beverage of choice, like, say, a seasonal IPA, on public transit. I travel from upstate to Brooklyn a lot, and on the bus, they say it's a federal crime to smoke or have an alcoholic beverage unless by prior written consent. And I always wondered where you get that consent. Hayes, a creative director originally from England, told the publication that I'm not an alcoholic, he added. No, I'm sorry.
Just play one on TV.
Hayes, a creative director originally from England, told the publication not that I'm an alcoholic, he added. But Hayes tells the Post he simply wants to see if this method will work. So he's not doing it for practical purposes, but more just to prove a point, I suppose. It was really just an experiment, he said, adding that it was a lighthearted move. I'm not trying to make light on anybody who has any emotional issues. Hayes took to the service dog registration website to enter his beer as an emotional support dog. He ticked off no training needed as the training status of the dog and put that it was to help with his social anxiety disorder. I don't mean in a heady mental, mental health manner. The Clinton Hill resident told the Brooklyn paper, more if you go to a party and want to break the ice. But an unidentified USA service dog registration employee told the paper that Hayes wouldn't have much luck with his goal to commute with a six pack in tow. He can register his beer all day long. It's not going to get him anywhere, she said, adding that the use of an emotional support animal on transit or in a business requires medical approval. But so far, Hayes tells the Post, so good. While waiting for the bus at a Brooklyn stop yesterday, he says he had a glass of beer in hand. I was not approached by any law enforcement, he adds. So just the mere fact that he just wasn't even approached by law enforcement leads me to believe that maybe, he just got lucky and nobody gives a fuck whether or not he hasn't registered as an emotional support animal.
I don't think they would, Rob. I don't think they would. Now, it seems like, it'd be one of those things that probably be easier to take care of than a squirrel or a peacock.
Oh, probably. You don't have to feed it as much.
But you do have to feed yourself, and that's probably where the pizza comes into play.
You have to refill it. Now, my question is once he registered, did he have to register a specific beer, or does any beer work for him? Register an emotional support dog. Like, if I have a dog and I want to register it as an emotional support animal, that doesn't mean that any dog I come in contact with is my emotional support dog. Just that dog is. So,
yeah, it looks kind of like it might be a Stella based on the glass. Probably doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It just says beer. It doesn't say specific beer either. So, I guess as long as you can get on a plane, it's fine.
Exactly.
But what goes good with beer?
You can just buy beer on an airplane.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, why would he need to worry about that? But
exactly.
Anyhow, well, we'll visit Florida this time because it's been a little while and we haven't really talked much about Florida. But this one, again, takes us to a Florida woman who is charged with domestic assault by a tomato. Well, she's charged with domestic tomato assault. And we'll explain exactly what it is. But a Florida woman who wanted to eat more than her fair share of tomatoes at the dinner table is facing criminal charges after allegedly assaulting elderly relatives. I'm going to do that one again. Elderly relatives. A Florida woman who wanted to eat more than her fair share of tomatoes at the dinner table is facing criminal charges after allegedly assaulting. I'm having a hard time with words today.
Yeah.
A Florida woman who wanted to eat more than her fair share of tomatoes at the dinner table is facing criminal charges after allegedly assaulting elderly relatives who thwarted her grubby vegetable gambit. Record show.
Nailed it.
I did this time. Sorry. Only took 12 times. Katie Jade Gates, 19. So she is a young assaulter. Katie Jade Gates, 19, allegedly became incensed when she was denied additional tomatoes during supper at her family's home in Callahan, a town 20 miles north of Jacksonville. Gates' grandmother told police that the teenager began to throw a fit because she couldn't have more tomatoes at the dinner table. Seems logical for a 19-year-old. Gates allegedly threw a water bottle at her grandfather and a pack of cigarettes at a 73-year-old female relative who was struck in the eye, Rob, by the airborne tobacco. When confronted about her behavior by her grandfather, Gates allegedly grabbed a knife and began threatening with it. "Motherfucker, I'll stab you in your fucking face," she said. According to Nassau County Sheriff's Office report, Gates' witness told cops chased her grandfather with the knife and poked the weapon at his face. During police questioning, Gates repeatedly admitted hitting her relative in the face with the cigarette pack. She also acknowledged picking up a knife and approaching her grandfather, but denied attempting to strike him with the knife in her hand during the argument. Gates was arrested and charged with two felonies, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and aggravated battery on a victim over the age of 65. She bonded out after posting $18,000. Judge ordered her to have no contact with the victims. So, yeah, she got mad that she couldn't have the tomato and decided to just fight everybody at the table. They happened to be over the age of 70, and she's not even 20.
Fuck them all.
Yeah, she got a big old smile on her mugshot, too.
I know. I just sent you over the inmate inquiry.
Well, I'm going to save her photo.
So she was booked. She was released the next day on two, like you said, two bonds.
The two bonds.
Two bonds. The two
all right.
Nice. I like what you did there. A little play on words.
I did. That's good. I did. And my text machine is all covered with pictures of baby Yodas and shit. So, and for whatever reason, your messages don't show up on my Mac, but they show up on my phone. But for some reason,
that's
they don't
weird. Come over.
It is very strange.
Huh.
So I'll look at it here.
Yeah, you're doing something wrong.
Something's wrong. Maybe I need to reboot. Oh, she got all tattoos. Right, she looks like she did those let's herself.
Our next story is going to take us to Wisconsin, where a nut was nabbed for bizarre calls to police dispatch. A Wisconsin man who once called 911 for help in dealing with snoring. God damn. A Wisconsin man who once called 911 for help in dealing with a snoring woman in his bed has been arrested for dialing police dispatchers and asking if they wanted to fool around or spend some quality time together. Cops say Benjamin Duddles, 47, last week called the non-emergency line at the Waukesha Police Department four times over a 37-minute period and made some odd requests of police personnel, according to a criminal complaint. In one conversation with a female dispatcher, Duddles said, "It would be super-duper cool if we could spend more quality time together." The operator replied, "I don't know you, so I don't want to spend quality time with you." While speaking with a male dispatcher during a second call, Duddles asked, "Well, do you want to, you know, fool around?" "No, I don't want to fool around," the operator shot back. Officers sent to Duddles' Milwaukee area residence discovered him, not surprisingly, in an intoxicated state. They also found a glass smoking pipe.
Oh, yeah.
A glass smoking pipe.
Right.
It's not a pipe that you smoke glass. It's a smoking pipe made out of glass.
It's a tauntaun.
Exactly. It's a wampa. And the THC, tetrahydrochloride, something like that.
Something like
in
that.
In the apartment, which I believe is the ingredient in marijuana that makes you high. According to the court records, Duddles has been charged with a pair of misdemeanor drug counts and an unlawful phone use. He was also hit with a bail jumping charge for violating the terms of his release in a pending criminal case in which he faces disorderly conduct and criminal trespass counts. In November, Dettles called the non-emergency line to tell dispatchers that he loves them. He also asked for the number for YouTube so he could watch Grateful Dead videos. A cop sent to Dettles' home warned him not to contact the police department unless he had a legitimate need for assistance. At that point, Dettles reportedly admitted that he loved talking to dispatchers and officers. As reported in these pages, Dettles called 911 in November 2013 to report that he wanted a female removed from his bed. The woman, he added, was now snoring like a train, and he wants her out. Dettles, seen above, told cops that the pair had drank together, had relations, and she'd fell asleep. Then Dettles could not roust the snoozing woman, who suffered from sleep apnea. He called 911. Police, who did not arrest Dettles, explained to him that a snoring woman in his bed was not a law enforcement matter.
Huh. That's true.
Yeah, no. I love that he was just like calling and saying, like, you know, telling him he loves them, wants to spend time with them. Asked the male dispatcher if he wanted to fool around. Surprisingly, he was.
He's lonely, Rob. He needed somebody. He knew they would pick up.
I guess I guess when you call 911, they're supposed to, right?
Well, he should have called the pizza joint in Ohio and got them to talk. Yeah. They would have. There's a lot of places he could have called. It didn't have to be 911. No place illegal. He could have done it and not ever gotten in trouble.
Well, this guy seems to have a thing for talking to dispatchers and law enforcement, though. So
just go to the local police station. Go to the front desk. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, they can arrest you right on the spot then.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know with this one. You sent this to me, and I think it's like Jamaica. Is that where it was?
Yeah.
All righty. Well,
have you read the story yet?
I read the first part of it, and then I didn't get to the rest. I didn't want it to ruin the surprise.
Perfect.
So I'll tell you a little about it. But this comes from the Jamaica Star, and it says, Panty thief beaten in Mo Bay, capital M-O, and then the capital B-A-Y. A St. James man who reportedly stole more than three dozen panties from clotheslines in Springmount in the parish was given a sound thrashing by angry females.
This smells like my vagina.
Resident said that the man had taken a like to their panties and would often steal them.
I don't remember saying that.
When they were placed on the clotheslines.
This smells like my vagina.
Over a month now. Women all, this is cut off. It's all loose, all hard, panty down.
No. So this is a direct quote.
Oh, okay. Well, I can do that.
He's, keep in mind, he's Jamaican.
Over a month now. See, that's like Irish. I really screwed that up, didn't I? Over a month now, my woman all lose all of her panty dem. One of the time she and her little sister even catch up because she did think is her little sister a tech dem way. A member of the community said.
That's true. That's so true, though.
It's like I was there.
Over a month now, me woman I lose under her panty dam. One of the time, she and her little sister even catch up because she did think it is her little sister tech dam way.
Right.
I like, they don't even try. They don't even try to like
subtitle
to fix it. They don't even try to like paraphrase it so people understand what the hell they're saying. they just exactly how they heard it is exactly how they put it on the story.
Well, the way I was reading it, because it kind of wraps around this picture, and I thought that maybe the picture cut off a lot of the letters, but it really didn't. They did that on purpose.
Yep. Keep going.
And, angered and feeling violated, the residents say on Tuesday afternoon they decided they had enough. Having seen the pervert surveying panties that were hung on the clothesline in the community earlier that day, they figured it was their moment to strike.
This smells like my vagina.
In of the 6 o'clock bells would have seen the boy a climb over the fence and walk over to the close. Everybody's shocked when we see them start tick dung every single penny off of the line.
Start taking every said.
Him smell every one of them.
This smells like my vagina.
And stuffed them in a him pocket. The brute nearly dropped dung when we jump out from behind the clothes and hoy him. A pure lick him, femek him no, say him fee stop deep draws. One female resident told the Weekend Star that the freak stole about a dozen and a half panties from her clothesline. She recovered 12 from a bag she had in his possession on Tuesday.
Oh, good.
The man travel with a big fine bag full of women draws with him thief. Afore a we get back most of with them panty them, she stated. The woman said that she had no intention of wearing the panties that had been recovered.
I have no idea what the fuck happened in the story.
Oh, some lady put her underpants out and they're gone. Alexa, where is Mo?
6 o'clock bells, we see the boy climb over the fence
are in Pittsburgh,
and walk over to the close. Everybody shocked when we see him start taking dung every single panty off of the line.
him fee stop thief draws.
I like this part. Him smell every one of them and stuff them in a him pocket. This smells like my vagina.
I don't even remember when I said that.
That was from the vagina candles. Now, what's her face? I don't know her name.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Important. I remember that now.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. All right. Last story.
Yeah.
I don't know if that can be beat. But maybe
it can. You can tell by looking at his face that it can be beat.
This is phenomenal. Oh, shit. Takes us to World News Daily Report. Our friends, old friends of the store, of the show, not the store. This isn't a store. This is a show. And it's going to take us to my my homeland, Ireland, where an Irish midget accused of posing as a leprechaun to extort sex from 26 women in exchange for a pot of gold.
Oh!
This guy, a 3'4" tall Irish man, was arrested this morning for allegedly taking advantage of credulous woman by posing as a leprechaun and extorting sexual favors in exchange for a fictional pot of gold hidden at the end of the rainbow. 29-year-old Conor O'Brien, a beard, was arrested this morning at his Dublin residence by the Garcia Siofchana, the Irish National Police. According to the police spokesman, Seamus Murphy, Mr. O'Brien used a rather usual stratagem to cheat both tourists and naive locals sexual favors from them.
Oh,
it doesn't make any sense. The victims all said he dressed up like a leprechaun and said he had a huge pot filled with gold coins hidden at the end of a rainbow that he was willing to offer for sex. Surprisingly, that rather far-fetched scam fooled dozens of gullible women.
Oh, no.
26 victims have already filed complaints with the Garda, but investigators believe the real number of victims could be over 200 or even 300. For a pot of gold, I might fuck a leprechaun too, Robert.
That's good.
Many of these women were extremely naive and vulnerable. Some even cried when we told them that leprechauns don't really exist. just like elves and Eskimos, they're fake.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
While searching through his house, the police found 6 different leprechaun costumes. They switched it up, as well as a few ancient gold coins he used to prove the existence of the pot and lure his victims. Mr. Connor faces a total of 64 criminal charges, including 26 accusations of embezzlement, 18 charges of sexual abuse, and 8 charges of fraud. According to investigators, the number of accusations could easily double or even triple over the next few days. If found guilty on all charges, he already faces a sentence of life in prison and a fine of 75,000 euro. Trial is expected to begin in March at the Dublin Criminal Courts of Justice. Now, I wonder if this is related. There's another story on World News Daily Report that talks about an Irish farmer who claims he was sexually assaulted by a leprechaun.
They're all related, Rob.
They're all related. They're all tied together.
Yeah, they're all the same. Yeah, that's a pretty good story. He had a good racket going, and unfortunately, he was found out.
You know, they always get caught. Every time I pose as a leprechaun, I'm caught eventually. I'm the world's only 6'1" leprechaun.
Well, shit. So when are you back from Florida? Are you back? Are you back in time Thursday or Friday? Or is it going to be close?
I'm back Wednesday evening. I'll be back.
Okay.
So we might be able to do an episode on Thursday. We'll see how I'm feeling.
Okay. All right. Well, shit, that's it. We'll have to touch base next week and see how your trip went and if we can get an episode in for 123.
Never know. That would be great, though.
Yeah.
I'll have so many great stories. I'm going to be down in Florida, Robert. I'm going to be in the motherland of crazy news. It's like a gigantic Walmart. It's going to be great.
I have a feeling you will be the crazy news, but we'll find out, I'm sure.
You never know.
All right. Well, shit. Have a great time.
Hey, thanks. All right. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.